Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The New Living says this, you can identify fools just by the way they walk down the street. You can tell a fool. Another translation says, when a fool walks by the way, his wisdom fails him, and he says to everyone that he's a fool. Just by the way he acts and how he's talking and what he's doing, he's saying, I'm a fool. I'm a fool. Fool, fool. Me, I'm a fool. That's why the scripture says, even a fool is counted wise if he holds his peace. And you got to be holding your peace to be tasting. Say it out loud, taste.
Taste.
Before you serve.
Before you serve.
Did you get this now?
Yes.
Taste before you serve. That's discernment in exercise. Now, go with me. You're already in Ecclesiastes, just back up to the second chapter. Being a wise man or woman means that you have understanding, you discern, and discern means to distinguish or to separate. You know the difference between valuable and worthless. And remember, Jesus said, to people who were covetous, he said, what is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight. The English says, the things that are considered of great value by man are worth nothing in God's sight. What's valuable and what is not? In Ecclesiastes 2, verse 13, he said, I saw that wisdom excels folly as far as light excels darkness. How much better is it to walk in wisdom than in foolishness? Difference between night and day, light and dark. Verse 14, the wise man's eyes are where? In his head. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Now, what does that mean, the wise man's eyes are in his head? Back up to Proverbs 17. Let me just keep giving you scripture. Proverbs 17, 24. 17:24. Wisdom is before him that has understanding. But what? The eyes of a fool are where? Are in the ends of the earth. There is a perversion of faith. A perversion of prosperity. And I'll call it vain dreamers. And people who don't have discernment don't taste it. They don't see it or hear it. And I'll be honest with you, it took me several years to begin to discern the difference myself. Say it out loud, vain dreamers.
Vain dreamers.
Now you know that the vision of God is precious. But that's not what I'm talking about. You're there in Proverbs. Proverbs 12 says it. Proverbs 12. 11. He that tills his land shall be satisfied with bread. He that follows vain persons is void of understanding. The Amplified says, he who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits is lacking in sense and without understanding. The NIV says, he who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. Say that out loud. He who chases fantasies.
He who chases fantasies.
lacks judgment. There are numbers of people in so-called word and faith circles, and they are fantasy chasers. They are vain dreamers, and they mask it as faith. And young ones and people that have not exercised their taste don't know the difference. But one thing you will see is years go by, and they're still talking some big thing. But right where they were 15 years ago. Are you with me now? This big, huge deal and you know, we're going to finance half the body of Christ. And, you know, they're bumming off of their friends. Are y'all with me now? A wise man's eyes are where? In his head. A fool's eyes are where? In the ends of the earth. A wise man works his land. What does that mean? What he's got. Oh, come on now. Y'all with me on this? A wise man doesn't mean that you don't have a vision beyond where you are, but you're not an idle dreamer. You put your hand to what you've got. And your eyes, yeah, by faith, you believe God's taken you beyond where you are, but you see, pride wants to act like it's at a different place in faith than it really is. Oh, I'm so far out. No, no. Believing for a meal and believing for a tank of gas. Oh, no, no. I believe for big deals. Yeah, but you need gas. Which tells me you ain't there. Not only are you not there, you don't even have gas faith. Because you're fantasizing and dreaming about the multi-billion dollar deal and not even believing for a tank of gas. And next time we see you, you'll be in the same place. And the next time, and the next time, and the next time. Are y'all with me on this? Do you understand? Have you heard what I'm talking about? See, a lot of people, they think, oh, well, bless God, they got great big faith. They got great big vision. Well, do they? What if they believe for? Anybody can talk. You got talking. You got doing. And a fool's eyes are in the ends of the earth. There's always some huge pie in the sky, something somewhere, some way. But a wise man's eyes, right? And a wise man is aware of my current resources. A wise man is aware of my seed now and my faith here. How many remember the woman, you know, that they're about to come get her kids and sell them? And she came to the man of God and she said, you know, help me. And what did he say to her? I mean, she owes for everything. Her debt is so big that they're coming, taking her house, her land, her property, and her kids. In those days, they'd take your children and sell them for slaves and put the money on your debt. I mean, they are in big debt. And what does he tell her? What do you have in the house? And she said, I imagine that surprised her. She thought, well, she might have thought, some people would have. They'd have said, well, what do you think, preacher? I got a bunch of money hid under the bed or something? That's why I'm here. And that's the people that go down. What did he say? He didn't say, can you believe for a multi-billion dollar deal? What did he say? What do you have? What do you have in the house? She said, I got a little pot of oil, you know. He said, that good, good. This is the key to the miracle right here. The little pot of oil. This is it. We're going to put our faith on this. You know the story. God did a miracle. Paid off all the debt and had plenty of money for him to live on for who knows how long. Jesus is looking at these crowds of hungry people on the hillside. Remember that? What did he ask them? He said, what do you have? Go and see. Go and find out what you got. What you've got? This is the master. Why don't we got to look up a little loaf and fish? Because it's what you have. It's where you are. The eyes of the wise is in his head. You know, anytime you're believing for something, here's how I do it. Anytime I'm believing for something, the first thing I try to find out is what is the very best in the world for it. The very best, the best in the world for what we're looking for. Then you find it out. Sometimes the price tag makes you go, how much? So the next thing I got to find out is what? God's will is the best. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But I don't receive according to God's ability. So what's my next thing I got to find out? Where's my faith? I know God can do this. That's not the issue. The issue is what can I believe? The wise man's eyes are in his head. The fool's eyes are in the ends of the earth. Always some big fantasy. Do y'all know what I'm talking about tonight? I'm going to read it again. Proverbs 12. Are you there? 11. He that tills his land, what'll happen to him? He'll be satisfied with bread. But he that follows, that's in the King James says vain persons, but really persons is added. It's in italics. It's just vain. Vanities. Is what? Void of understanding. The Amplified said, he who tills his land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits. The NIV says, he who chases fantasies. Chases fantasies. But see, to the young, undiscerning, they think, well, they just got big vision. They've just got big faith. No, they're just fantasizing. How would we know? Because nothing happens. And nothing keeps on happening. Year after year. And year after year.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning the Good, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602N. That's R-1602N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God. Faith, God.